West Texas, and you're gonna want more than hairspray. Otherwise, the wind can blow that bouffant right off of you. Lots of bald people out there who'll tell you they wish they'd use Lubbock Lubina too. Keeps your hair nice and tight.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta tell you, this does not look right at all, partner.
No, sure does not. Check your map there, Dusty.
Well, I don't have one.
What?
It blew away yesterday.
Boy. You know something? I think that GPS lady has misled us yet once more.
Yep.
GPS just does not take into account some parts of Texas. It's too big, I guess.
That's right.
And this sure does not look like Austin, Texas to me.
It does not.
No Capitol Dome up there. I see no street of music clubs. I see no statue of Jefferson Davis. All I see is just a fuel tank and a saloon and a man has been standing very still for a long period of time there.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yeah. We're looking for Austin, Texas.
Well, it's not looking for you.
What does that mean?
You're all filthy and windblown, and Austin redid itself, and it's a place of glamour and fashion now.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
No place that has a state legislature can be called glamorous, sir. I don't think so. Huh?
Well, the other part of it is, they wouldn't want you.
So where are we then?
Oh, well, let's see, you're in the town of Lawston.
Lawston?
Lawston, Oklahoma.
Whoa. Well, I'll be dang, how do we ever make that mistake?
Yeah. Well, that's what we're all asking you.
Uh-huh. Well, let's go into the saloon here.
That's yeah, let's do that.
Get us a beer.
Yeah, well, thank you for all that information there,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, there's more, but that's enough for now.
All right.
What do you mean by that, I wonder? Right, I don't
know. You two gentlemen look like you could use a bath, and if you were planning to do it in my washroom, I would seriously discourage it.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, what can I bring you to drink?
Well,
you have a cold beer on tap?
Depends on what you mean by cold, but
uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What kind of beer?
Regular beer,
uh-huh.
Normal beer.
Yeah.
If you're looking for the micro brews with the bouquet of caramel and chrysanthemums, we don't have that here.
Oh, I see.
If that's what you want, I can get you a caramel and a chrysanthemum, and you can stick one up one nostril and one up the other.
Excuse me.
Now we'll have two of the regular ones. Thank you.
Mind if I see some money first?
Yeah, money. Sure. I think I got something here. Here we go. There you are.
Okay, that'll do. Two beers coming up.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I see by your guitar that you're a singer-songwriter type.
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. That's why we're heading for Austin to sell my song to a record company and put it out there on the radio.
On the radio? Yeah.
Yeah, so I know that you'd like to hear it. And so why go through the formalities here?
I would.
Just play some for you. Boy, gosh, that guitar is in tune. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Having ridden all those miles through the dust storm and all of that, the earthquakes. A horse and a dog, a gun, a guitar, and Old Glory. That's all you need to be happy in Texas. A horse and a dog, a gun, a guitar, and Old Glory. And maybe a member of one of the opposite sexes. And we don't care if a woman comes in the john. We'll help her with the urinal. It's not easy to climb up on. A dog and a pickup, a rifle, Old Glory and whiskey. That's all you need here in the Lone Star State. A pickup, a dog, a rifle, a flag, and some bourbon. And a girl with a 10-button sweater who can only fascinate.
That is the worst dad blame song I ever heard in my life, and I have heard some Lulus.
I'm sorry.
If you wrote that when you were drunk, then you need to change your brand of whiskey. Your music ought to be downloaded with a shovel.
Oh, please. Not that bad.
Here's your beer, mister.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Listen, you got an opener there?
Well, I just used my teeth.
Look.
Well, isn't that something?
Wow, that's impressive.
Never saw that done
there
before.
There you go.
I appreciate your critical opinion.
I got a lot more of them.
Well, I'm sure, yes. But I am sticking to my faith that when I get to Austin, my ship is going to come in.
The only ship coming for you is hard ship.
Well, when you got music in you, you got to get it out, you know?
Yeah, and I got a splinter I got to get out. That don't mean I'm going to make you watch.
Well, music is different, though.
Oh, huh? Yeah, tell me about it.
What?
I used to have a boyfriend who wrote songs.
Boy, I have heard that line so many times. I used to have a boyfriend who wrote songs.
Yep.
You could write a song about that, couldn't you?
I did already.
Oh, you did, huh?
I used to have a boyfriend who wrote songs, and when he wrote one about me, he said I was the moon and the stars except brighter. And I thought, if I'm so good, why do I live with a writer? So I started up a nice romance with a boy named Lance, who owns a ranch.
Huh. It's not bad. It rhymed and everything, mostly. Well, good luck with that.
Come on, get up.
Yep. Well, I guess we're headed for Austin now.
Yep.
Should be there in a week or so.
Yeah, I reckon that you're kind of sore at me for running off with that dance hall floozy, ain't you?
No.
You're sore at me.
No.
I can tell.
Not sore at all.
Yeah, well, anyway, nothing happened, so you don't need to be any
envious. That's not a problem.
No, nothing happened, no. No, I unzipped your dress, and I thought we were going to get down to business. But then she started writing about it in her journal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I must have fallen asleep there, because when I woke up, she'd written a book of short essays on the concept of being with me.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, the person of me hadn't
yes.
even taken his boots off. Right. So there you go. Nothing happened.
That's the problem with falling in love with educated people, you know. It's just they prefer to look at things from a distance, you know,
to get
that perspective. They
don't
want to get confused, and what else is love but confusion? Huh?
Very, very, very good, yeah. Anyway, what are we going to do in Austin?
Well, I'm going to sell that song of mine, and we're going to get out of the cowboy business. I'm just too old for this, Dusty.
I see. And what if we don't sell it?
Well, then we'll just keep on riding down the trail of ignorance, that's all. It's like Will Rogers said, nobody's smart, we're all ignorant, just ignorant about different things.
Yeah. So. Hey, he was from Oklahoma, I believe.
He thought so too, yes.
Yeah.
The lives of the cowboys.